प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गिरिधर श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। और श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंडल गिर गोबरान की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री माया प्रणाम धाम की जय। दंडमाय की जय। दुनमाय की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवीर भक्तवृंद की जय। Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Vrindavan Sankirtan ki jai, Gaudiya Vrindi, Jagoya Samaloti, Jagoya Samaloti, Jagoya Samaloti, Jagoya Jagoya Shishi Guru and Shikaranga.
Do Hindi bhasha mein is Angreji pravachan ka bhashantar karna chahenge, unke liye banaya tha log kisi vakt par bhashantar karega.
So today, because we didn't have Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning, I thought we'd have a Srimad Bhagavatam class this afternoon. But it's related to book distribution.
Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 6, text number 24. A very nice verse in relation to book distribution spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Remember yesterday I mentioned attention is very important, so listen attentively, we'll get something out of this. Tasmat sarve subhute sudhayam kurta sauhadam bhavam asaram unmitya yaya sut dhoksajaha. Therefore, translation and purport by His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Purport. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyachadi tatata. One can understand the Supreme Personality of God as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69, Natasman Manusheshu Kashyande Prikritama. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru and preach Krishna consciousness, Yari Degatarika Krishna Upades. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very powerful statement there. Prabhupada is saying here that by preaching Krishna consciousness, this is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very powerful. the easiest way. So we all want to realize Krishna. That's why we're here. We're trying to understand Krishna and try to develop a relationship with Krishna. So this is the easiest way to realize Krishna by reaching Krishna consciousness. So there's more of a purport here, so I just had to stop there and speak a little bit about this. So why is it the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because Krishna is most pleased by this activity. It's we call it Krishna's soft spot. You understand soft spot? If you have a friend and you know that there's something that really is pleasing to your friend and you do that, you know he's going to be happy with you. So Krishna, he's the best friend of everyone. There was actually a letter Prabhupada wrote to one book distributor. He said, when you're preaching Krishna consciousness, do not cheat. And this is, he wrote this letter, this is back in 1971, when everything was very straightforward. Everybody was going out with dhotis and kurtas, and there was no tricks, and there was no paraphernalia, no stickers, no candles, everybody was going book. So the devotee was a little confused, you know. Cheating, do this without cheating. Like, I didn't think I was cheating, so he wrote back, Prabhupada, I think we're being pretty straightforward. What do you mean by this cheating? When Prabhupada wrote back, he said, when you're preaching Krishna consciousness, you have to preach in this mood. Bhoktaram yagitapasana sarvalokam maheswam suradam sarvalokam gyatam sampi mrishati. That Krishna, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, he's the proprietor, he's the friend of all the divinities. If you don't preach with this mentality, then you're cheating. Very interesting. So this is the standard that we should try to come to, that Krishna is the enjoyer. Sometimes we go on book distribution, sometimes even with the enjoying mood. I go out and I have a good day, successful day, and I'll be praised, I'll be honored. This is name, fame, adoration, subtle sex. So we have to be careful of that also. Subtle sense gratification. Sometimes we come to Krishna consciousness with a desire to enjoy, but then with the desire to serve Krishna, but then the old enjoying mentality comes up again, springs up. So we have to be careful in our devotional activities and actually try to give pleasure to Krishna. So he's the enjoyer, he's the proprietor. When we go out distributing books, we're not only distributing books, but we're giving an opportunity to people to give their hard-earned work or money to us so that we can use it in the service of Krishna. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna, but the non-devotees, they're using things for their own sense gratification. So when people give Lakshmi, we're liberating Lakshmi. It was very auspicious. So he's the enjoyer, he's the proprietor, he's the friend. Everybody likes to have a best friend. They did one statistic in America. And it was found that if a person had one or two really close friends, that was considered to be average, not more. I don't know what it is in India. People are a little friendlier here, I think, than in America. But Krishna, he's such a good friend that no matter what the living entity does, Krishna's going to be there by his side, no matter what. So this is the best friend. Krishna's the best friend of everyone. And when we distribute books, we're trying to introduce them again to Krishna, to their best friend. Now they've forgotten. People come here to forget God, to try to be God. There was one devotee distributing books, Chapati. And he had a table, and he had a sound system. And he was distributing books there, and one man came by, and he was just standing there looking at the books. So this devotee said, "Oh, we have nice Bhagavad Gita here for you. If you'd like to read it, we just ask for a donation." And he just ignored the devotee. And so the devotee just started talking to other people. And people were taking books. And then the man was still there. So again, the devotee tried to get him to take a book. But he said, "You don't understand. I am the one that spoke this Bhagavad Gita. I'm the cause of all causes. I'm the creator of everyone. Everything moves by my mercy. This Bhagavad Gita, it's in my veins. And I live this now. I am Krishna." So the devotee thought, he was just thinking, "Boy, this guy's in a little bit of illusion." So then he continued distributing books to others. And this man's still standing there. But at one point, the microphone went out. So the man was still there. He said, "Oh, Baba, you're God, so it shouldn't be any trouble for you. Can you fix my microphone?" So he gave the microphone to him, and the guy, he starts fiddling with it. And meanwhile, the devotee's still distributing books. And after 10 minutes of fiddling with the microphone, he couldn't fix it. I said, "Hey," and the devotee said, "Hey, you're supposed to be God. You can't even fix a microphone. What kind of a cheap God are you?" So the devotee said, "You should give up this foolishness, this insanity that you're God. You should just take a Bhagavad Gita, take some of these books, and learn who God actually is." And this man was a little bit humbled. So he bought books from this devotee and he went on. I was distributing books also one time. I asked the man, "So what kind of work do you do?" He said, "Well, I'm God." "Oh, big position you have there." I said, "Well, one of these symptoms, characteristics of God, is that he knows everything. Can you tell me what I'm thinking?" He said, "Yes, you're thinking that I'm a rascal." I said, "Very good, you're right. But I was also thinking of a number. Can you tell me that?" He said, "No." So there's a lot of cheaters. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, this world is made up of the cheaters and the cheated. So many people cheat. It's like Srila Prabhupada, he said, there's so many countries that are doing export business. And what is India's main export? Gods. Every couple months another god is being exported. And because in the West people are very naive, they accept. In India also, it happens here a lot too. So Srila Prabhupada, he never went out to cheat. There's one friend of mine. He said that he had been involved with so many organizations, but when he met Prabhupada, he understood, here's someone that's not going to cheat me. He gave the truth. And this is what we're trying to do. Give the truth. Now this morning we were talking about envy, how this is one of the main problems of the conditioned soul, but opposite of envy is compassion. That's the opposite. And this is what we as devotees are trying to cultivate. Compassion. It's not an easy thing. Compassion is something that is very deep, actually. And something that we have to pray to Krishna for. People are suffering so much. And we have a way for them to become free of this suffering. So Srila Prabhupada, before he left this world, he said that the way you can show your love for me is by how you cooperate with one another after I leave. Now this is very interesting. This is how to show our love for Srila Prabhupada, by cooperation. And what he meant by this cooperation, I think, from all of his teachings, is that we cooperate with one another in how to spread Krishna consciousness. Because this was Srila Prabhupada's life and soul. This was his main emphasis to his disciples. At one point he wrote a letter to the devotees at one temple. He said, "You should have no doubt about it. Book distribution is our most important activity. Our temples are not places for eating and sleeping, but they are bases from where we send out our soldiers to fight against Maya. And to fight against Maya means to drop hundreds and thousands and millions of books onto the laps of the conditioned souls. Just as during wartime, the bombs are dropping from the sky like that." So this compassion means that we have to become selfless. There was one congregational member of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur around the temple there. And he asked Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur a question. He said, "Why is it that, from what I see, that the brahmacharis, they're not making tangible advancement in their Krishna consciousness, from what I observe? Although they're living in the ashram, they're renunciants." And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he replied, "It's because they have intestinal worms. Two intestinal worms." He said, just like when you're eating, if you have worms in your system, then you can't digest your food, you don't get energy. So he said, these two intestinal worms are, one, selfishness. Because they're selfish, they're not getting the desired result of advancing in Krishna consciousness. And so a devotee naturally develops this selflessness because he understands, I'm not this body, I'm part and parcel of Krishna. I should do what Krishna desires of me. So in this way he becomes selfless and he wants to fulfill the order of Krishna, the order of the spiritual master. So this is natural as we continue on. But this is also something we have to cultivate. And the other intestinal worm is secret bad habits. Interesting, because back then there was no internet. Now there's so much opportunity for secret bad habits. I know so many devotees have become bewildered by the screen in front of their face. So we have to be careful about that. Secret bad habits. We should always know that Krishna's there. There's no secrets. He's watching us. He knows what we're doing. He knows when we've been bad. He knows when we've been good. We can't hide it. So, people in general, actually everybody, except for the Shaktivesha avatars, are born in this world in ignorance. People are ignorant, therefore everybody has to go to school. We learn. Unfortunately, in the present school educational system, we don't learn anything about the Absolute Truth. Srila Prabhupada was preaching at MIT, similar to your IIT here. And Prabhupada said, "Where is the course where you could learn about the soul?" There is no course anywhere except for our Bhakti Vedanta College, where they can learn about the soul, or our temples. These were also educational institutions. These are the real educational institutions where people learn about the Absolute Truth. So this is what we're doing. We're trying to give people the education of the Absolute Truth. And what is the so-called educational systems out there? The education of falsehoods. Here also you have to learn about the evolution theory, right? All over the world. It's just a theory, but everybody has to learn it. And then they believe it. You tell a lie long enough, loud enough, and people believe it. So we're trying to give them real education. And if they don't get this real education, they're like feral children. You ever heard of feral children? In Europe, back in the 1400s, 1300s, around there, there were people that were very poor. They would have a child, and they would just take it out to the forest and just leave it there. And sometimes they would just die there, and sometimes wolves would come and take. But sometimes animals would take them, like wolves, and they would live with them. And they would grow up with these wolves, and they would never learn how to speak, and they would never learn how to walk. They walked like the wolves, because no one ever taught them how to walk. Never taught them how to speak. So they didn't speak one word, but they were human beings. If you're not taught to speak, you're not taught to walk, you can't even do that. Everything has to be taught. Or to speak of the Absolute Truth. Ahara nidra bhaya maitanam cha samanya metta pashubhi maranam. That the human beings and the animals, they have four things that are the same. They do the same thing: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But what makes the difference between the human being and the animal is that we can inquire about the Absolute Truth. We can inquire about, you know, who I am, what happens at the time of death. And if someone doesn't inquire about this, then dvipada pashu, they're two-legged animals. So we're trying to turn animals into human beings. Just like previously also, we had this animal propensity, this animal life. But now, fortunately, we've come in contact with this Krishna conscious movement. So now we're becoming human beings. And even beyond human beings, we can understand fully that we're spirit souls, beyond this material body. And so this is the real education. This is the knowledge that is needed in society. Srila Prabhupada, he said that he wanted to make a class of brahmanas. Because brahmanas, they're the leaders of society. Without brahmanas, there's no head. And Prabhupada, he went to one city. And one reporter asked him, "Why have you come here?" And Prabhupada replied, "I've come to give you a brain." Because there's no head in society. Headless society. Just like Prabhupada gave the example that the brahmanas compared to the head, and kshatriyas compared to the arms, the vaishyas are compared to the belly, and the sudras are compared to the legs. So now, practically speaking, there's no head in society, there's no guidance. Previously, the brahmanas, they would guide the leaders in society, the prime ministers, the kings, and then they would guide society properly. But now, if we try to go to the prime minister of India to give guidance on how to run the society, how far would we get? Not too far. I don't think we'd get an opportunity to speak to him. Prabhupada, at one point, he got to speak to Indira Gandhi, but she was in such fear of her life that he couldn't even speak about the topics that he wanted to. So, without a head in society, then it's going in the wrong direction. So there's no head in society. Practically, there's no kshatriyas also, because a real kshatriya is someone who's powerful, and he's also very religious. They're called Rajarsis, saintly kings. Not just kings, but saintly kings, like King Yudhisthira, King Parikshit. These are real leaders in society. So there's no real kshatriyas, even vaishyas. A vaishya is someone who protects the cow, arranges cultural festivals for the communities. But practically speaking, there's even no vaishyas, but lots of sudras. You can get the picture. You can get the body, get a picture of the body. You know? No head, right? No arms, practically no belly, and humongous legs. So this is present society. So we're trying to put a head on society. And once that happens, then the rest of the body fills out. But it's a great challenge. And actually it's something that we probably won't see. some places you see Brahmanas coming up. But compared to the rest of society, Srila Prabhupada once he said that our movement will always be small because of the four regular principles. It's very difficult to follow these four regular principles. So we'll continue this purport. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those whom he preaches to are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Here's that verse: Bhaktaram Yagitapasam Sarvokam Heswam Suram Sarvutam Gyatam Shantimishati. One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord, that He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word sauvadam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as Daridra Narayan. If Narayan lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the house of the poor and of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayan. To think he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Sadaishwarya Purna, full in six opulences in all circumstances. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that section where Lord Chaitanya is speaking the Shikshashtika, he says another verse which is very interesting. He says, Prema Dana Vena Vyati Daridra Jivan. Dasakori Vetana Mori Deha Premadana. That if one does not have love of God in one's life, then one is considered to be Daridra Jivan, a poor soul. And Lord Chaitanya goes on to say, therefore, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service, and all I want as salary, as payment, is love for you. Very nice, very sweet. Huh? So practically speaking, everyone in this world is Daridra Jivan, poor souls. And by their receiving books, people are getting an opportunity to be rich souls. People think now that by acquiring money, then I'll be happy. It's like when I flew from Chennai to Bombay about a week ago, I was in between two gentlemen, and they were both reading books, and the cover on one book was money, and the cover in the other book was investments. So this is like the focus now, money. If I get money, then I'll be happy. But actually, this doesn't really bring happiness. So many in America, so many people commit suicide that are wealthy. So much divorce. And it's very common for wealthy people that they can't sleep. They have to take sleeping pills. They can't sleep at night. So we're trying to help people become wealthy. Real wealth is in one's consciousness. It's like before Srila Prabhupada went to America. He was in New Delhi. He was going back and forth, New Delhi, Vrindavan. He was selling books in New Delhi. And he was so poor, he just had, I don't know, one or two dhotis and practically no money. He was going around trying to get donations for his books. So people would consider him to be very poor. But actually he was the wealthiest person on the planet because he had so much devotion for Krishna and for his spiritual master. So real wealth is in one's consciousness. What is in one's heart? And the more we have Krishna in our heart, the more we have the desire of Krishna in our heart, the more we're wealthy. So this is the wealth that we're trying to acquire. And money, Lakshmi is flickering. I remember I was distributing books one time, and I was in the airport, and I approached one man offering the Bhagavad Gita and asked for donation. And he pulled out $10 and he said, "This is all I have. I used to be a millionaire, but now this is all I have." I said, "What happened?" "Bad deal. A lot of bad deals in the material world. Lakshmi is flickering here, coming here, coming there, going." But he took a Bhagavad Gita in his last $10. So that gave him an opportunity to actually become wealthy by getting this knowledge. And the more we distribute this knowledge, the wealthier we become. Srila Prabhupada said, when you distribute books, you're on the fast track, you're on the fast lane back to Godhead. You have fast lanes here also, on the highways? So this is the fast lane back to Godhead. Because it's very pleasing to Krishna. This is our family business. Just like here in India, so many places you see these family businesses, right? Patel and Sons. Right? So this is our family business, Krishna and Sons. Book distribution. Srila Prabhupada, his desire was that in every household, one of his books is there. So we still have a lot of work to do. Of course, in India, we have a lot of books distributed in India. When Prabhupada was here, book distribution was very, very small in India. But he predicted that it would be big. And now, practically half the books in the world are being distributed in India. It's interesting. Last year we distributed more books than we have for the past 16 years. Since 1996, we distributed 7 million books. Very auspicious. So Prabhupada is very pleased by this. And it's kind of interesting that after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, practically speaking, book distribution stopped within a year. And there was court battles. So, and they're all born into, you know, practically speaking, Brahmin families. So it was very unfortunate. The printing press stopped, books stopped going out, temples decreased. But throughout the world now, this is what, 35 years after Prabhupada's leaving, and now we have 400 temples around the world. Still millions of books are being distributed all over the world. So I think Srila Prabhupada would be very happy. Of course, he would be happier if we did more. Whenever devotees would tell him a large book score, they would think that, oh, Prabhupada's going to be so pleased. But then he would say, double it. Now double it. And this statement here that's so nice. Don't forget for a moment how important this book distribution is. So this is the mood of the pure devotee, that they want to relieve the suffering of the people. It's like Prahlad Maharaj. He also says, Naivod Vijay Puradiratya Vaitranyas Tvadviri Gaina Mahamrata Magichitta So Chaita Tovi Mukachaitas Indriyata Maya Sukhayam Varamod Vado Munhan. Prahlad Maharaj, he says, I don't have any problem. No problem, no difficulty. Because wherever I go, I'm hearing and chanting your glory. So how can there be any problem for me? No problem. But I am concerned about the unfortunate souls, the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans to enjoy this Maya Sukhaya, this illusory happiness. So this is a devotee who doesn't like to see others suffering. Just like this this amazing story of King Vena. Now he was a typical Kali Yuga leader, but this was not in Kali Yuga. What age was he in? King Vena. What age was that? One of those earlier. Satya Yuga. Oh yeah, it's after Prithus. That was Satya Yuga. Huh? Wow. That was when there was pious soul, but with the exception of this one king. He was such a rascal that sometimes when he would be playing with his friends, he'd kill them. My God. So whenever they would see Vena coming, people would run, go away, here comes Vena, run away. So the father was actually a devotee. And he was trying to help his son, but he just, beyond help. So he became so disgusted. See, this should encourage Brahmacharya. He became so disgusted that he left home. So that's another thing. That someone may take the household life, but you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what kind of child you're going to get. So, Prabhupada always used to say, better stay brahmachari. He said, actually, we only have one fault in our philosophy. And that is that all the brahmachari should stay brahmachari, and all the women should get married. The only fault. So now the father left, so he became king, King Vena. But he was such a rascal that he told the brahmanas, he said, you're like prostitutes. You're worshipping all these demigods and all these gods. Don't you know I'm supreme? Stop all this worship of the demigods. So the brahmanas, they were very educated, very tolerant. They tried to correct him and put him on the right direction. But he couldn't be properly directed. So eventually they became so disgusted and so angry with him that just by their words, they were so powerful, they killed him. Just by their sound vibration, he died. Amazing. So then, although he was a rascal king, at least he was keeping the criminals down. He was a major criminal himself, but he was keeping other criminals down. So then the whole society was in chaos because so many criminals. So then the brahmanas discussed amongst themselves, if we don't do something to correct this situation, we're going to lose our brahminical tejas, our brahminical qualifications. Interesting statement there. So this is how we retain our brahminical qualifications, by going out and helping society. And this is the best way to help society. This is the best welfare activity. And therefore Krishna himself, he says, etava janma sapayam dehinam ihadehasu prana artha dhyavata shreya acharam sulam. That it's the duty of all living entities to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others. With one's wealth, with one's life, with one's intelligence, and with one's words. So we're doing this in book distribution. We're using our words, we're speaking about the books. We have to use our intelligence, convincing people to take Srila the Prabhupada's books. Our life, Prabhupada wanted us to give our life for Krishna consciousness. So it's very, very auspicious. So maybe I'll stop there. Is there any question? I'm having a little trouble with my throat. You may have noticed. Any question or comments? Yes.
We have so many services. Like we have our own sadhana, we have services, we have our devotees to take care. So sometimes we get carried away. And we may have a desire, there is an internal struggle also to work. So how to make sure that we regularly keep on distributing books?
How do we?
Make sure that we regularly keep on distributing books.
Uh-huh.
And we have so many different varieties of engagements.
Well, if we have many different services, then we should be regulated in our different services. Regulation is very important. One devotee, he asked me, so how can we distribute books throughout our life? And I said, well, just don't stop. Just keep going. So one devotee, yesterday I asked, so what is the major obstacle, or most difficult thing on book distribution? He said, just getting out the door. So why is it difficult to get out the door? Because it's an austerity. if you hear that Radha Swami is giving a program a few miles away, to get out the door is no problem, right? You know it's going to be ecstatic. But to get out the door to distribute books, a little more difficult, because it's an austerity. So sometimes the mind gives excuses. Well, I have this service, and I got this service, I got to do that, I got that. Another time. Puts the book distribution on the back burner. Right? So Srila Prabhupada quite often said this is the most important service. So this should be the priority. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, he used to say in response to what this devotee said, just getting out the door, he would say, you have to trick your mind. The day before, you have to get the books ready. And just tell your mind, no, we may distribute books, we may not. But anyway, let's just get it ready, you know. And then you, the next morning, you get your book back. I'm thinking about it. Don't worry, you know. Don't worry, mind. It's okay. Just contemplating. It's okay. You got to work with the mind. You got to defeat the mind. So this is, if you have many services, then try to understand that the book distribution is the highest priority. And then you'll make some adjustments, hopefully, to distribute books. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So I was just looking at this our website about www.computernews.com. So we have charts, different years of book distribution. Like in Srila Prabhupada's time, it was so high. As if this even all together we consider in the one, it was not like that. So how there has been so much, you know, because it is even 20 or 30 years score all together we take, can only in 1 year. That was the great thing that time.
Yeah, the most successful year in the history of ISKCON was in 1977. And at that time, it was only one-to-one. Now there's so much bulk distribution. And devotees get big donations from wealthy people, and then they distribute the books for free to people. But back then, it was just straight one-to-one. And there was, in India, there was no book distribution practically. Very small. This was just in America and Europe. And the reason is because they had so much love for Prabhupada. 1977, practically the whole year, Prabhupada was ill. And they knew what would please Prabhupada the most, distributing books. So, practically everybody was distributing books to help Prabhupada. They knew that this would help him. Because he said, when I hear of my book distribution, this makes me feel like a young man. So they knew that this would help him more than any doctor, just hearing. And in fact, at the end, he was just here. All they wanted to hear was the book distribution results. Each individual, how many books they received. So much into book distribution. Can't imagine. But then unfortunately it decreased due to certain circumstances. But now if you saw it's just going up. Since 2002, it's only going up. Practically every year. So this is auspicious. So we want to keep it going up and up. We got to try to pass the record, you know. So was it 17 million? Right? 17 million books in 1 year. So we've got to pass the record. We're doing quite well here under the guidance of Radha Shyam Prabhu. Book distribution is increasing, right? Very good. Very pleasing to Guru and Krishna. Now this person has written this very small writing. We have seen your videos where you are distributing books in LA and other places in America, which is so much. What? I can't read it. Which is so much.
It is much full of my.
Oh, distributing books in a place where there is so much Maya. How have you been able to maintain the purity of your ashram and continue on with such dedication to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books? Well, I have a regular schedule, regulated schedule of reading Prabhupada's books. I read Bhagavad Gita every day. That's my greatest inspiration for distributing books. Srila Prabhupada said that you could read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam thousands of times, and each time you'll get new insight in the subject matter. I don't know, maybe I've read the Bhagavad Gita 30 times or something. But still, it's ever fresh. This is the nature of Krishna's words. It's ever fresh, ever inspiring. I read Bhagavad Gita every day. I read Srimad Bhagavatam every day before I go out on book distribution. Try to chant my rounds early. So then when I get out on book distribution, then I'm ready to battle Maya. Srila Prabhupada, he said that book distribution is a brahminical activity, it's a kshatriya activity, and it's a vaishya activity. It's a brahminical activity mostly because we're practicing spiritual life. But it's also a kshatriya activity because we're declaring war on Maya. To take to Krishna consciousness means we're declaring war on Maya. And not only are we declaring war on Maya ourselves, but we're going out on book distribution to also pull others out of Maya. So it's very difficult, a great challenge. And then vaishya also, because we're selling things, we're getting money, we're selling books. But mostly it's due to Krishna's mercy that I'm somehow able to stay in the book distribution mission. Yes, Krishna's mercy. We've had a lot of book distributors come and go. Just a few, just a handful have been able to stay with it.
This devotee is asking, sometimes we have fear that whether someone will take the book or not, or someone who knows us may tell us as a salesman, he may criticize us. How to overcome this problem?
Sometimes we feel, what's the beginning?
We fear.
Oh, fear.
That someone will take the book or not.
There's fear whether they'll take it or not.
No. Or someone who knows us may tell us that we are salesmen. We may criticize us. How to overcome?
That we're salesmen? Criticizing. No, it's alright. Proper salesman. Yeah. Transcendental salesman. Yeah. That's okay. That's not a criticism. But yeah, fear, that's something that we have to overcome just by practicing Krishna consciousness. When we go out on book distribution, by our sadhana, when we go out and we're speaking to people, then while we're speaking to them, we should understand that we're not speaking to a body, we're speaking to a soul. And the super soul is there as well. So we have to transcend this fear, this bodily conception of life. And why are we fearing? Because we're trying to enjoy the result. As long as we're thinking that we're the doers, then there's fear. But as soon as we understand Krishna is ultimately the doer, he's the supreme controller, nothing happens without his sanction, then the fear is gone. It's due to forgetting. We think that we're in control, therefore there's fear. Or what if I can't do it? I. Right? But Krishna is the controller. And therefore there's a verse that I quite often chant. Actually, sometimes I chant this verse like japa. Upadrasdhanamantacha bharta bhokta maheshwara parma megan chakyukta dehe shen purusha paraha. Is that 1323? Is it? Yeah, I think 1323. So Krishna says here, within this body, there's another transcendental enjoyer. He is the Lord, he is the supreme proprietor, and he is the overseer and the permitter. These two words, very important. He is the overseer and he's the permitter. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. So that will also help us overcome the fear that we can't convince anybody to take a book. Not possible. Only Krishna from within can inspire them to take a book. So that will also help us. And Krishna, he's there. He's the overseer. What is that? Naham tishami vaikunte yoginam hiryeshiva tattat tishami nara yatugayati madbhanta. He says, I am not in Vaikuntha, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis, but I am wherever my devotees are spreading my glories. So when we go out on book distribution, Krishna's there. Of course, he's everywhere, but he's especially there. And he's very happy by this activity of book distribution. And it's saving people's lives, actually. Many people's lives have been saved. I'll tell you one story in this regard. There was one devotee distributing books in India. Actually, I think it was a disciple of Radha Swami. He was going store to store, and he went to one shop. And there was a business meeting going on. Maybe 10 businessmen were having a meeting. And the devotee said, oh, excuse me, I didn't know you were having a meeting. So the chairman there, he said, no, I see you have Bhagavad Gita. Please, come in. Give each of my colleagues a Bhagavad Gita, and I'll cover the cost. I must have been very happy with that. So it happened to be the end of the meeting, so the devotee stayed. And he wanted to ask this man why he had so much faith in the Bhagavad Gita. And so he told this devotee, he said, I had a nice family. My wife was very nice, children very nice, but at one point, my wife started giving me so many problems. So many problems. And then my children started also giving me so many problems. And I was trying to work with it, but I couldn't work with it. It just got worse and worse and worse. And then I started drinking. Started taking alcohol. And eventually I became an alcoholic. Terrible. Alcoholic. So then I decided to just take my life. I was going to commit suicide. And I had the poison there, and I was in my room, and then I just happened to glance up, and I saw the Bhagavad Gita. And then he said, I thought, maybe there's something there, let me see. So he said, I pulled the Bhagavad Gita down, and just from reading the first paragraph, he said, I felt so much relief. And I kept reading, and I kept reading, and I kept reading. For 4 days, all I did was read Bhagavad Gita. Eat a little bit, sleep a little bit, and read Bhagavad Gita. And when I finished reading the Bhagavad Gita, he told this devotee, I had never been so happy in my life. So he said, from that day, every day I read Bhagavad Gita. It saved my life. So this goes to show you, so many lives have been saved from this book distribution. Even material bodies, even the material life, what to speak of the spiritual life. So much sinful activity people are engaging in. So there are many people are becoming free of these sinful activities by getting Srila Prabhupada's books.
I heard that when someone asked Prabhupada, what is your meaning of Nikunja Yono Rakhidi Rishikai? Prabhupada said it means disciples should help spiritual master by distributing books.
I never heard that. Sounds good to me. One time, Sangirtan leader in Los Angeles, he wrote in the newsletter that the book distributors, they're like in the mood of the gopis, because they're going out and they're trying to bring others to Krishna. And you know, the gopis, they derive more pleasure in bringing others to Krishna than themselves going to Krishna. So some of the other devotees, they said, oh, look at these book distributors, they're starting to think they're gopis now. So it became a controversy. Who was right? So one big advantage of having Prabhupada on the planet is whenever there's a controversy, there's right Prabhupada. And he cleared it right up. So they wrote Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wrote back and said, yes, this is correct. That they are in the mood of the gopis because they're bringing other souls to Krishna. And that's what book distribution is about. Of course, we shouldn't start thinking about gopis. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we have seen the history of as you told us, some of the movies children they could not survive because of lack of sadhana and not properly taken care. So it's individual responsibility, at the same time institutional responsibility. Caring for the bodies. So would you like to share some thoughts about caring for the book distributors, because they deliver so many people, but they themselves, like the moment or they themselves got attached to the fruity mentality and competition and so many other anarthas came out of book distribution. So when sannyasi says that devotee care is more important because they are cared nicely, then they can do much, much more with quality and their own sustenance in spiritual life happily. So sometimes devotees, they go for the numbers and a lot of things happen, but at the same time in their own life, they are very much struggling to read Prabhupada's books, understand and assimilate the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And there are some rare souls who could do that individually, their own life personally, like one of you, yourself, and some Prabhupada distributors who are still surviving and doing nicely. The majority of devotees, without care for them, they just, I mean, so of course, Prabhupada, mercy they show care, at the same time, their care is also very important. Because when devotees see their care, then they will go for a long time. So would you like to suggest some tips or something, you know?
Yeah. I remember there was one congregational member that was coming to the temple in Los Angeles, and the devotee asked him, well, why don't you join the temple? And he said, when I'm a guest, devotees, they treat me so nicely. But I see amongst yourselves, you don't treat each other so nicely. So I thought I'll get treated better if I just stay a guest. So we have to treat each other. That's one of the golden rules, like we would want to be treated. Right? So we have to